a lot to be positive about. You know, we played Seton Hall that first game, and we were up two with a minute to go. Had to miss a shot, couldn't secure a rebound. They got a three. And then we got a great look with Alessandro for a layup with about 32 seconds left, and he just happened to miss the puppy. If we make that and get a stop, we have a good chance of winning that game. And, you know, Seton Hall goes on to win the championship. So we're very disappointed. You know, and then we played Utah and didn't start off well, but we fought back and got that to a one-point game and obviously didn't close it out and then ended up beating LaSalle. So disappointed that we didn't to get it done, but, you know, we've come a long way. This is just our second year eligible for the tournament. I believe we can play with anybody. And as I said, we had a great chance going down the stretch of beating a really good Seton Hall basketball team. So we got to learn from that and get better and just keep working. But, you know, we got out of there with a win, and now it's time to move on. But encouraged and disappointed in both ways of we could have did better, but I thought we had some good basketball. So.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. You guys who are competitive, you're always competitive. And one of the things that we were talking about your club today on the show is it good for you guys to run into Seton Hall, Utah, LaSalle? I mean, you're playing really good teams. And by the way, you got Boise coming in Saturday night to GCU Arena. You're going to Austin to take on Texas. As a coach, philosophically speaking, why is it important to play talent and clubs of that caliber?
Well, we've always tried to do that. First of all, you know, recruiting-wise, you know, to tell recruits that we are going to play against great competition, players want to play against good other good players. And then, second of all, just hopefully it gets us stronger for the conference season. And, you know, you mentioned that this is by far going to be our hardest non-conference schedule. And, you know, as you said, we got Boise coming in, and we're going to play Nevada, which is a top five, top six team in the country. Go to Texas, at Northern Iowa, at San Diego, who's having a great year. So it's going to be a really hard stretch. And as I said, we have to stay positive and just continue to improve and then somehow just start finding ways to win games. As you said, we can compete against anybody. That hasn't always been the case. You know, as I said, this is just our sixth year. But last year and this year, we feel like we can go into any gym and have a chance to win. So I'm proud of our guys, but it's got to be a learning curve for them to understand that the little things that we've done wrong, like not securing an offensive rebound when we had it in our hands and things like that, that those are the things you have to play through and find a way to win games. But I'm proud of our guys, and we just got to stay positive and keep working.
Well, you know, Coach, I think as we visit with Dan Marley talking GCU hoops, and of course, you know, the 1580, the Fanatic is your home for GCU basketball. Saturday at GCU Arena, Boise comes in for a 7 o'clock tip. But I think as much as your roster has changed in that you've developed this nice group of talent, and I think one of the things that we definitely saw against LaSalle is that you found minutes for a lot of different guys, and I felt like you got contributions from, sure, your big four that got you double figures, whether that's, you know, Dreschel or Alessandro. I mean, you got contributions from them, but are you happy with the bottom half of your bench that you're getting contributions from?
Yeah, you know, I felt that we had a deep team going in this year, and the guys just got to play their roles. And, you know, it doesn't always have to be guys who score or whatever. They got to go in there and rebound, play defense, good team play. So I think everybody's given us contributions coming off the bench. And, you know, the challenge for us is to continue to get our guys better. I think our perimeter players have to play better. You know, Oscar's had a hard time getting it going so far. Carlos, who's a new player here, had a good game against LaSalle. He's got to continue to get better. I think our point guard situation with Trey and Damari, both of them have had good games, but they have to continue to get better and be a point guard and get other guys involved. But as I said, we just have to continue to get our guys better every day and keep improving. But I'm happy. I thought Matt came in and played really well in this tournament in his limited minutes. Alessandro has continued to get better after struggling a little bit. So I think our guys are in a good spot right now, and this is going to be a really, really tough stretch for us, and it'll be good for our guys, for them mentally and physically, to see what they have to do.
And what have you seen from Finke as well? Because obviously I think a lot of people were excited. You know, he comes in from Illinois, and he's a guy that a lot of people talked about. What have you seen from him?
Which one?
Michael Finke. What are you happy with his contribution? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy with both of them. You know, Tim is now starting as a freshman He's just a guy that's going to play really hard, was able to make a few shots, but he's just got to really concentrate on rebounding, playing hard, and making open shots right now, and as we continue to develop him. And then Michael, you know, I talked to him before the LaSalle game. We got to find a way to get him more shots. And it was hard to run any plays against LaSalle because all they did was scramble around and trap and those things. But we're going to try to find a way to get Michael more shots. He's a terrific outside shooter. He's also got to find a way to score in the post. We've thrown him the ball a few times down their post, and I don't think he's very comfortable down there right now. And if he's going to be out there playing the four position, he's most likely every night guarding smaller guys, and they're trying to attack him on the defensive end. So if he's getting attacked guarding guys, we have to be able to put him in the post and have him punish a smaller guy. So we'll continue work on them. But I love both those Finke kids. Not only are they very talented, but they're all about the team. They play hard. They're great teammates, and they're really good kids. So we're lucky to have both of them.
Well, and you beat me to Tim, and the reason that I wanted to ask you about him is because obviously that with the hype that was around him as a recruit, and I think people realize that you guys are taking steps forward every single year, and now we're seeing that you're able to land a recruit like Tim. What does he mean to your program when you talk to kids about recruiting? How does he represent you guys in recruiting, and how do you think he helps you?
Well, you know, Tim's just the type of player I want. You know, he's got really good size. He's really hard-nosed. He's very competitive. And that's the kind of guys I want, just like Javon Blackshear, who we just signed here from Phoenix. He's another kid that's very talented, a four-star kid. So, you know, as we've become eligible for this tournament, we've been able to go into homes and get these higher recruits. So that's always important, and it's important that they come here and play well. It's important that this coaching staff continues to improve them, especially when we're going to have them for 4 years. So, like I said, if I can have a team full of Javon Blackshears or Tim Finkes, then we're going to be just fine. So we'll continue to recruit guys like that. But right now, Tim is just a freshman, and we're not putting a lot on his shoulders. And I tell him every day, all you have to do right now is just, you know, play your butt off defensively, rebound, use your strength, hit open shots, and then we'll continue to work you in on the offense.
Easier said than done, though, right? Whoa, like, is it easier to pull a guy back than – because I understand why guys want to play their best and they always want to contribute and everybody wants to score and show up in the box score and on the tape, but is it hard to pull a guy like Tim back?
No, you know, Tim is not a natural scorer right now at the college level. I don't care. One thing that these guys have learned is college is a lot different from high school. I don't, you know, really care if you're a three or a four-star or whatever, where you came from. When you get to college, it's a different animal. The guys are just as big, just as strong, and you're not going to be able to do the things and dominate that's the way that you did in high school. You know, Tim was a lot bigger and stronger than a lot of guys in high school, and he's not able to use that right now. So it's not like I'm pulling the reins back and say, don't go get me 20, because that's not who Tim Finke is right now. We're going to use him, and we're going to want him to be able to produce for us. And for that right now, it's just to really concentrate on being able to be a good teammate, rebound the basketball, play hard defense, throw in the ball to Ollie when you're open, shoot it, and make shots. But it's not like I'm saying I'm gonna hold you back and not let you go get 20. He's not, to be honest, he's not capable to do that right now. So that's our job to get him better. And he doesn't have to be a 20-point scorer for us. We got a lot of weapons right now. He's just got to play his role and be a good player and continue to develop.
It's interesting, Dan Marley, to hear you talk about recruiting because, you know, I'm a huge Instagram guy, and just following all of the accounts, you know, following all the hype that is around these kids, and I think every kid thinks they're going to wind up at Duke like Zion Williamson and whatnot. How difficult is it for you, as a guy that is charged with bringing these kids into GCU, how difficult is it for you to figure out who fits and what works and how guys are going to fit into your program based on the way that high school basketball has changed so much?
Yeah, you know, it's our job to recruit kids that will fit into how we play and fit into our personality and what we want and going to play to the strengths of our program. And that's gotten, to be honest with you, it's gotten a little bit easier as we've continued to develop our culture around here. And we know how we play offensively. We know how we demand what they do defensively. So to me, it's you look for traits, like I said, very competitive. Hopefully guys that can shoot the ball, good teammates, really good kids, guys that you want to coach every day. And that's what's important to me. And know, you always want really talented kids, but for me, it's guys who love basketball, who are going to want to stay in the gym and get better, because, you know, we're not going to get, you know, the one and dones or the two and dones or whatever. We got to get kids that are going to want to work every day and get better year after year.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, before I let you go, Dan, what does Boise State look like and what do you expect on Saturday night?
You know, they're to be honest, they're a little down this year, but they're going to still be a really good team. We played them last year at Boise and lost in triple overtime. I'm going
right.
to expect a great game. They're going to play some zone. They got a very good big guy. They got guys can shoot, so it's going to be a really good test for us. We're really going to look at them today and start to prepare for them. But this is going to be a game that we're going to have to play to well to win. But we're glad to be home and be playing in front of those the Havocs and our great crowd.
Yeah, it is one of the best atmospheres in college basketball, if not the best. Dan, good luck to you. We look forward to talking to you next Tuesday morning.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. That's Dan Marley, the head coach of the GCU Lopes.